Testing, testing. Oh, and good morning. Hello. Hello, who's on the line? Okay. So hello and good morning, everyone. This is Elise Wagner, your kitchen shrink. And I just want to take a moment to thank you for taking the time out of your day, especially around this time of year and the holidays, to attend this live call with so many other amazing women who are on the line right now and who will be listening to this call afterwards and who want to give themselves permission to feel fabulous. So this training is called The Three Keys to Getting Out of the Emotional Soup this holiday season, to elevate your mood, to exude confidence in your choices around food, and to love your body. All of this to create sustainable health habits for a lifetime. So we've had a really great response to the topic of this call, very timely as we're right in the middle of holiday madness and as we go into the new year. So we have, like I said, fab women from all over the United States and Canada. It's just freaking awesome. And some of you get my newsletters or know me personally, professionally, as well as follow me on social media outlets, or this may be the first time that you're being exposed to what I do. So either way, I want you to know that I'm going to give you as much content as I can today and answer your juicy health questions at the end. So this is going to be a jam-packed session. So let me just start by saying I'm going to give you information and actionable tools that you can really implement and make them effective immediately. So what you'll get are the keys that I'm going to be sharing with you today are the mindset tools to really begin making a shift in your health and in your life. And I've been using these in my health and with my clients for the past 15 years, and what I've learned these actually the hard way by failing multiple times and then learning the right tools and the right ingredients for my mindset and my body that's going to help me to have delicious health success. So let me just take a couple minutes or a moment to explain a couple things, because I may be using some terms today in a very different way than you may be used to. And so I'm going to be using this word permission a lot on this call and throughout the three keys. As I give them to you, this is going to be a theme that pops up. So right now, we're going to practice this. And I want you to give yourself permission to just be here now, be really, really present, to put away the phones, stop texting or instant messaging on Facebook, stop emailing, because what I have in store for you during this 45 minutes to the next hour session will be life-changing. And I know that this is a big statement, but for those of you who know me, when I say I'm going to do something or make something happen, I do it. So on today's call, I want to give you three of my all-time favorite keys to not getting burned by the emotional soup this holiday season. And so you're in the right place. You're in the emotional soup, and it may look a little something like this. So you know that you're confused with all the nutrition noise out there around diets and foods. You don't always feel confident in your body and with the choices that you're making around food. You allow other people's diet or weight loss stories to derail you, and then you get down on yourself, and you may find yourself saying, well, I can't look like that or have a body like that or feel that good. It may look like you feel guilty and so worked up when you take a bite of chocolate cake or when you fall off your diet eating lifestyle routine or you don't stick to your plan and then you can't calm yourself down. It may feel like feeling good in your body and with your health and life isn't even a possibility for you, or you just don't know how to do it. And your mindset around weight and food and diet is absolutely running your health, not you. So if one or more of those resonates with you, then I'm more than excited for what you'll learn in the time that we have together today. And my intention for you now and for the rest of your life is that you have the confidence to give yourself permission to feel fabulous and reap all of the goodness and the benefits from that for a lifetime. And so some of the things that I'm going to be saying on this call are really going to hit you in the gut. They're really going to resonate with you. And so I promise by the end of this call that I will share with you how you can really move forward, put these tips and tools and techniques into action even further. So there's three keys that I'm going to cover with you today. And with your advanced permission, later in the call, I will share with you how you can go deeper. And so for those of you who don't know me or this is the first time that you're hearing from me, I want to share a short and sweet version of my story, who I am, how I got here, and why the heck I'm talking about the emotional soup, what the heck do emotions and food have to do together, and with health. I will tell you they have everything to do with your health. So my story involves two wake-up calls. And as today, as I talk before you, I am nourished physically, emotionally, spiritually, but it wasn't always like that, and it's really taken me a long time to get to the place where I'm at now, and I'm able to have a positive attitude and relationship with my body, with my food, and therefore with others. So this story starts about 15 years ago when I was 13 years old. I never felt good. My stomach always hurt. I never wanted to go to school, and this was twofold. One of the reasons why I didn't want to go to school was that I really didn't feel good. There was something intuitively, I just was not feeling good with my stomach and GI stuff going on. And the other was that I was made fun of. I was called obese elite for the beginning of my formative years and was never really seen as the individual with a voice. And so I turned to my parents. I let them know the disgust that I have for my body, the pain that I was in physically and emotionally, and the shell that I was living in, because people only looked and judged me for my external attributes. And that affected my self-esteem, it affected my self-confidence, and my overall health. And when I say health, I mean spiritual, physical, or biological, emotional, and mental health. So we set out to do something about this, because the first place I intuitively knew to begin with was my relationship with my food and how I physically was feeling. So we found a nutritionist along the way who helped me transform my food choices, and I literally 180'd from processed food to whole, real food. And I just want you to notice the keyword 180'd, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in a second. This was probably one of the best decisions that I can make, you know, especially as an adolescent, this young in my life. I needed a guide, and Carol, who was my nutritionist, helped to show me how to do this with her support and knowledge, and I was really able to make some serious changes and transformations in my health and life. And fast forward a couple months, I lost about 50 pounds, just dropped from my body. It was like I was a big balloon and someone stuck a pin in me. But I started slowly working in exercise, which turned into team sports in high school. Lo and behold, I got a boyfriend. I started to become noticed. Well, guess what? I was also being judged for the thinness that I had stepped into and now being called anorexic, or people were saying that I had an eating disorder. So the subconscious attitude around me that I wasn't even aware of was that I was developing this whole attitude and belief system. And I didn't really have the skills and tools to really cope with this. And so the fact that people liked me better when I was thin and that I got noticed more, that was the belief that was forming. And, you know, this thinking of being thin to win, you know, whether you're winning popularity or whatever the heck it is, let me tell you, that does not set you up for success. So again, this sent me into a huge whirlwind of emotions. You see, the food was one piece of the puzzle, and I was quickly learning that it was not all about the food. I changed my food, but my relationship to food had not really been touched upon. And even further, the emotions behind all that was not addressed in depth. So I want to share with you that I gave up some of my favorite foods that really meant something to me. So, for example, grilled cheese. Tell me there's a grilled cheese, sign me up, I'm there, I love it. But what was not addressed was the loss that was associated with the food that I was giving up. For me, grilled cheese that's something that my grandmothers would always make for me whenever I would see them. There was a loss of a grandparent. To me, that meant love. So that was an address, and that was associated with this food loss, which really exacerbated the loss that was going on in my life at that time. And actually, loss has been a pretty big theme throughout my entire life, not just with food, but with death and loss of relationships. So I was not aware of this at this time, although I know that I kept bumping up against this and these internal obstacles and barriers. And emotionally, these issues were really bubbling up for me, and they really did not have to do with food, but the emotional issues that occurred throughout my short life at this point. So I knew in high school that this was it. This is what I had to do. It was my calling. It was my passion, my vocation, even though I didn't know it all, and I still don't know it all. But this calling to really understand my body and my relationship with all these external as well as internal things going on, and just to be okay with exactly who I was. So I went and I did my undergrad degree in nutrition. I got a very conventional approach to diet and knew that it wasn't for me. And I continued to have emotional upsets that would really affect every single aspect of my life. And it would often leave me just coping with them with food. So despite all my frustrations, my hunger for my health and for myself grew. And I decided that I needed to go to school for the other piece of the pie. So I went and got my dual master's in holistic nutrition as well as clinical health psychology. And this was the next biggest and best decision that I made, because it allowed me to expand in my awareness and my knowledge to really understand how the whole body worked synergistically together and how so many different parts can be affected. So I got my degree and really started putting all these pieces together, because there's not just a relationship with our food, but with ourselves, our body, and, of course, our mental attitude, which is comprised of emotional and spiritual well-being. So what I discovered throughout grad school was this whole emotional piece that I needed to really break through in order to really serve myself first and foremost, and then potential clients. And so that's where my second mentor and second huge health wake-up call came. And my second mentor was my counselor, as I saw her throughout my own work at last year and learned so much as I experienced going through what it was like to work with a counselor and what I would be doing. And so the second wake-up call, and this was a doozy, so second year grad school, feeling so stressed to the max, although I was going to probably one of the healthiest schools in the nation. We literally, if any of you are on the call from Seattle or the Northwest, or you know about Bastyr University, we literally have, you know, everything is Whole Foods Cafe. We have a whole Real Foods Cafe. We have a garden in the back of the school where we get our food. But, I mean, they have so many amazing, it's amazing. I can't stop talking good stuff about it. But even though all of that, right, it didn't take the pressure off, and I was feeling horrible again. Stomach pains, this time even more intense and worse. I had headaches, confusion, mental fog, and sorry for the graphics, but I had blood in my stool. Something was really wrong, not to mention all those physical symptoms. I was having huge body-shaming issues that I did to myself. I had this confusion and this frustration that just poured over me every single morning. As I would get out of bed, I would look at my body with disgust. I would stand in the mirror, lift up my shirt, look at my stomach, see a flat stomach, and it didn't matter whatever I ate. My stomach would just blow up like I was 9 months pregnant, just full of inflammation. So this was struggle. This was painful. And through about 7 or 8 months of trying to figure out what the heck was going on, I found out that I had celiac disease. So I was given two choices: to do something about it by getting off gluten and or to really take another route, which is just to continue my lifestyle and set myself up pretty much for stomach or intestinal cancer and other issues. So my choice was to become my most nourished, happiest, and healthiest self, not to mention empowered, because I really needed to become the CEO of my own health and really take charge here. And so this situation called into my horizon all my stuff that I had not dealt with, all the loss, the body image, the food issues. It was time to deal with that, so I did. But this time I took what I learned thus far. And I also really remember having a hard time healing the emotional wounds. And with the little girl inside of me who really was just trying to keep me safe and protect me all this time. And let me tell you, this came up as some fierce resistance. And that was only being exacerbated by my bulging stomach of inflammation that needed to be healed. So did I really need to be that sick for me to start taking care of myself? This is a huge question that came up. Do I need to be this sick and hurting to finally listen to my body? So I got the food and attitude part down pretty well, learned some really amazing calming techniques to help with my stress. They worked fantastic. However, there was still one lingering piece of the pie missing. And fast forward, I started a practice in Seattle in 2012. And throughout this time, I was still receiving counseling and coaching, but the spiritual piece was still missing from me. And I had not felt completely free in my health because I needed to make peace with my past and my body. And I had asked myself, how could I truly help others if I wasn't okay with my body, myself, first? So I decided to start, not really realizing the time that it was going to take and that it was going to be a bit painful. And again, I gained a guide because I realized we need someone as we're going through these things. But this change really transformed my life. And I knew I wanted to make a huge impact in many people's lives, and I wanted to do this in a huge way. So I moved back to Chicago to focus on myself, really take care of me and heal. And through that, I was able to help clients in a bigger way, which was through coaching one-on-one, which allowed me to develop my Permission to Feel Fabulous program. So I know a lot of my clients and a lot of women just like me are struggling with very similar things, and I would be coaching someone as if and we'd have to press pause and do this entire mini intensive just on their relationship with their attitude and their beliefs about themselves before we could even move forward and work on the food and the body pieces and the spiritual aspects. And I knew that I must step into something bigger, not only for myself but for others, so that I could really provide a space to incorporate the whole process into my coaching programs and what I do and how I can serve others. So I developed this process for coaching my clients, and we do some really deep nourishing work. We peel back the onion. We get to the root cause, the core of body shame and pain, and empower our people to make nourishing food choices and learn to love their body in a way that really feels peaceful and indulgent. So I love doing this with clients because I get to hear the struggle and the pain, and I resonate with that so much. But I also get to hear the huge successes that come from breaking out of these places, and they are truly inspiring. I'm going to share some of those with you today. So really fast, I also want to let you know that this is a preview call for the Permission to Feel Fabulous private mentoring program. So for those of you who want a deeper level of mastery and a more structured approach to what I'm teaching today, I'll give that to you later in the call, if that's okay. All right, so let's get this party started. By the end of this, you're going to be writing your own permission slip to feel freaking fabulous always. Ready? Okay, let's do this. So the first key is to identify when you're in the emotional stew and to get out before you get burned, which is another way to say elevate your mood, cool down, take a step back. So I'm going to share a story with you so you'll understand the importance of managing your emotions to help give you some self-confidence. So when I first started changing my habits around my health, I was really excited, but I was also really, really rigid and really hard on myself. And I had this plan. I was moving forward. I was losing weight. I was feeling great, but something strange was happening. Yeah, I was losing weight and feeling really great, but I began to let things affect me in lots of different ways. And it could be from someone cutting me off while I was driving to someone saying the quote-unquote wrong thing to me, and this would send me into an intense spiral of emotions that were really difficult for me to cope with. So there would be times where I would have trouble focusing on anything else, even when I wasn't in the specific upsetting situation, and other times where I would keep telling other people about what happened to me. Even more so, there would be times where I would say or do something that I probably shouldn't, but I just couldn't stop myself. So the next thing you know, my emotions were in the driver's seat, large and in charge, and I was in the emotional soup. I was hot and heavy, and at this point, I had not developed the skills necessary to really tolerate intense or even minor emotional distress. And since I was acting out of my emotions more than not, I was thinking of all the consequences. I wasn't thinking, actually, of all the consequences. And I was just concerned with reliving the discomfort from my emotions. And so, ultimately, my emotions were running the show, and it was getting a little bit out of control. And so, I just want to share this with you, because are you seeing how critical that emotions are to your whole health? So, let's switch the frame a little bit. Let's look at this as it relates to your feeling fab or good set point. And just so you all know, fab stands for food, attitude, and body. This is a set point that you're subconsciously programmed to feel. So a client of mine, let's just call her Michelle. Michelle has 5 children, a very high-profile job, a very conservative lifestyle with a stressful home life, and she came to me wanting to get her health back to normal after suffering lots of different ailments. And so she was ready to do this, but these stressful situations that kept coming up in her life and her job and her health really kept putting her back into the spiral to where she was just dealing with it and feeling comfortable because she's dealt with it for so long. And in some ways, we do that to ourselves. We put ourselves in a place of feeling comfort because it's what we're used to, and it doesn't feel so challenging or lonely or scary. And so we sabotage our own efforts, and we end up even worse than where we came from in the first place. Because sometimes we think in order to feel good, we must do good, or we have to go through struggle or pain, and we end up creating this black and white or right and wrong, or good and bad, this tug of war in our mind. And this is just one of the many beliefs that can really stand in our way. So I had the pleasure of working with her and doing the identifying when you're in the emotional soup exercise along with consistent coaching sessions. And within a few sessions, she had the confidence to identify when she was in the emotional soup, and to give herself security that she needed, i.e. the tools that she really needed to handle the issues that were arising for her. So now she's wiped away a number of symptoms that were being exacerbated due to her chronic high stress mode that she was in, due to her emotions and the eating that was happening. She would often, to cope with the emotions, she was eating and binge eating to fill the void of what she really was needing. And she doesn't need to do that anymore. So needless to say, your emotions and feeling good mindset, this is so powerful. I cannot emphasize this enough. So what you need to do is to first identify when you're in the emotional soup. And I'm going to share with you how to do this. So what are the signs that tell you your emotions are in the driver's seat? How do your emotions affect you? How do you manage your emotions? Do you know that some people wouldn't actually even feel comfortable with feeling good any less than 80% of the time? And others, the thought of feeling good in any capacity is so short-lived, they don't even know how to feel good and cope so that they can live a life. What ends up happening is they live a life of chaos and unpredictability because they just don't know how to do it. So here is how you can begin to cool down the soup so you can give yourself permission to manage your emotions and feel fabulous. So not everyone swims their way to shore. You may need a life vest or a dive so you don't drown in getting out of this emotional soup and then just help break through what's getting in your way. But you can make a great deal of headway on your own with exploring this next question. So when you're in the emotional soup, what is brewing? What is it that you really need? And so I just want to give you a couple moments to just sit with this, see how it comes up for you and see how it's true for you. Just notice the pattern that happens in your behaviors when it comes to your health, your relationship, your time, your energy. Do you tend to get worked up? Maybe you don't get enough rest or eat as great. So when you start to see how your emotions affect different aspects of your everyday life, you'll see the areas that keep you stuck and keep you from really giving yourself permission to feel fabulous. So another principle that I want to share with you is that everything is energy, including your thoughts, the thoughts you think, the words you speak, the emotions that you feel. These all have vibrations. So my question to you is, are you vibrating at the level of feeling really, really good and fabulous, or are you in a space and vibrating from a space of anger or frustration? So today, I want you to just give yourself permission, just for today, to release negative emotions and feelings from your body, release guilt, shame, tension, and stress. So you can just get on with your bad self and just feel freaking great. Remember, the law of attraction, like attracts like. And I say just for today because it's an everyday thing. This is a practice. So tomorrow you may start off with a similar practice. And this is just one tiny sliver of the pie. There's a whole lot more to teach on, but I wanted to give you something to really chew on and to help you get started today. So something that just lights me up is how fast this can work. And I get really excited when clients start working out of a different vibrancy, start feeling good and giving themselves permission to do so. So the next key to getting out of the emotional stew this holiday is to be in tune with your body and to turn up the volume. So I think that this is absolutely mind-blowing. Something that has really sparked me up and has allowed me to create this Permission to Feel Fab program in the first place is to be in tune with your body and just turn up the volume to your relationship with yourself. So most of my clients are between the ages of 24 and 54, and when I ask them how open they are to listening to their body's clues and cues. And they look at me like, what are you talking about, Elise? Your body talks to you? How does it do that? So I'll get to that in a second. But I ask them, how long do you think it's been since you've checked in with your body around your food, around how you feel about yourself, around your body clues? And they almost always say, I don't think I've ever done that, or I don't know how to do that. And when I ask them, you know, if over the next 10 years, if they don't do that, if they don't check in with themselves on a regular basis, how much will that really be affecting their health? And they tell me that it would have a profound effect on their health. So that's the unknowing that we have as women about our bodies and our health and our life. And guess what? We can change that in a big way, ladies. And I want to switch up the perspective because I know if you're on this call, you care about your health, you're passionate about it at some level, and you're your own kitchen shrink. So this is exactly who this call is for. I mean, that means for you, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that you have all the right ingredients inside of you. You are your own kitchen shrink, and you know your body best and how it gives it what it needs in a way that's going to fulfill and still nourish so you can flourish. And by not getting a handle on your relationship with yourself and with food and tuning into your clues and cues, I want to ask you who you're not serving. Who isn't benefiting from this? This is the double dipping that I'm kind of talking about. You're not in tune and turning up the volume with your own body, and I want you to be totally in tune with your own body clues. So one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself and your health is to get so comfortable with your clues and cues about your body that it's as easy as just saying, oh, hi, there you are. How can I serve you? So understand that you're the first and only person that must be checked in to this to really get those cues and clues. No one else can. So one of my clients, we'll just call her Eva, she came to me to discuss her body clues and cues. That's my language, but really her language was coming to talk to me about her overeating habits. And she knew that she was overeating, and she knew that she wasn't able to check in with herself, or she didn't know how to. And this transformation that we did together of listening into your clues is life-changing. And Eva was able to turn up the volume of her body clues, listen to when she was hungry, stop when she was just about full, and confidently put the food away without feeling deprived or guilty. So with her more in tune sense, Eva can now finally clue into her body, and because of that, she's more confident in her signals. So in order to exude this confidence while being in tune with your body, you've got to practice it, and you've got to be patient. And so this is something that Eva has put into practice on a daily basis, so here's how you can do it. The first step in doing this is just to practice checking with yourself before meals. So if you've got a piece of paper in front of you, get one, write a horizontal line, and on a scale of 1 to 10, you can ask yourself how hungry you are. So what you can do is put a 1 at one end of the spectrum, a 5 in the middle, and 10 at the other end. So if you're at a 2 or 3, this may be slightly different for everyone. Your body is making some rumbling noises. You're ready to eat. So I want you to practice eating at this time, giving yourself food, giving yourself some nourishment. Your body will feel this. It will reward you that you're listening to it. So check in with yourself about the beginning, before you eat, about halfway through your meal, and then when you're finished. And so the second key is that when you find yourself going to the trigger foods, pause for a second and ask yourself, what are you really needing? And if it's to be soothed, find another activity that soothes you, such as you could knit, you could read, you could take a warm bath. And the third key is don't negate your feelings. They are there for a reason. Every time you don't listen to your body, you're basically saying, oh, you're not important. Your clues don't matter. So over time when this happens, these clues and cues, they get quieter and they get less likely to be heard. So make sure you're owning your signals, you're showing up to your body, and it works so hard and diligently for you every single day. You can show it some gratitude just by saying thank you. So again, the easiest way is to map out your hunger fullness scale. Again, 1 at the beginning, 5 in the middle, and on the other end is a 10. And use this to start while you're practicing with your meals. The numbers are right there in front of you, and it can be as easy as just saying to yourself, let me check my hunger fullness scale, until you get more comfortable getting in tune with your own body. And you can even write descriptive words or phrases to personalize it and make it more unique to you. So, okay, Shrink Stars, those of you who are listening, if this is all good to you, I'd really like to share with you how you can go deeper with this information, really get to the deep-rooted beliefs, keeping you stuck in your body shame and guilt, and really transform that into delicious health and guiding principles for sustainable success. So, I want to really lay out a systematic approach to getting out of the emotional soup this holiday season, and what I'm about to tell you is really the most important piece to giving yourself permission to feel fabulous. So there are three key pieces you need to do this to give yourself permission to feel fabulous. The first one is cultivating a fab mindset that is rooted to flourish versus floundering. So fab again stands for food, attitude, and body. We want to cultivate a soil that's rich and full of flourishing or nourishing things that are going to help you flourish. The second is to exude food and body confidence. And the third is to kick that food guilt, the body shame to the curb, and to really create body peace with yourself. Everything else is secondary to these three keys. And so what I've done is create a private mentoring intensive program that gently takes you through, teaches you, and coaches you through every step of the way that you can really begin to become masterful in each area. So we're going to break through. We're going to get to the core or the root cause keeping you stuck so you know you're no longer stuck. We're going to cultivate a mental soil, if you will, that will help you flourish to your most wild health success. We're going to teach you to trust your own body's intuition. So that's as easy as saying, oh, hello, there you are. How can I serve you? And we're going to build confidence in your body and with your food choices. So in the spirit of the holidays and the new year beginning soon, I've put together something really wonderful for you to take advantage of right here, right now. So I'm offering a fab intensive half day so you can create sustainable health for a lifetime. And I'm offering this to 5 people. So I've put together an intensive VIP half day so that you can get my step-by-step support to get a major start in your mindset, trusting your body's cues and clues, and really cultivating body confidence to make choices and decisions that are going to totally serve you and nourish you. So just take a second, and I just want you to imagine what it would feel like if you could eat in an unrestrictive, non-guilty fashion, or not even flinch at the number on the scale. Heck, not even weigh yourself, because you've worked through the emotional piece of feeling so confident in your body and the practical side of foods that nourish and help you glow, and you've pitched foods that have got to go. What would it be like if we're fully owning your worth and health and to just radiate with confidence? So this is why the VIP half-day intensive program, this is what it's going to enable you to do. Feel totally confident in your body no matter what size jeans you're in. Kick dieting nonsense and trends, getting off the yo-yo roller coaster to the curb while choosing food that's real and nourishing, and just beginning to cultivate the mindset skills to keep you out of the emotional stew. And I'll also be giving you handouts and fab sheets to help walk you through every step of the way, plus my undivided attention and support on how to handle barriers or issues that are coming up. So, again, I'm giving my undivided attention, support, and handholding to get you from scared and frustrated about your body, food, and mindset, to overcoming your fears and attitudes about yourself, to total confidence and feeling blissful in your body around the choices that you're making around your health, so that this problem of body pain and shame is no longer standing in your way. So let me talk to you a little bit about the investment for this half-day fab intensive. I know at this point you can feel how powerful this impact will be on your health and you moving forward throughout the future of your health and your life. So the health investment is $997, and for some of you, you'll be making a huge investment in your health and in your life, just like my client, we'll call her Lisa, who I started working with, had the confidence to break through a ton of her barriers, even after the first session, that were just keeping her stuck. She took charge, she became the CEO of her health, and gave herself permission to step into a much bigger space, to become responsible. And to her surprise, she had noticed her family, her friends, her coworkers told her they've all noticed these huge shifts, not just with her, but with her emotions, physically, spiritually. She also realized that working with me has been priceless. It saved her from going to the hospital, from having unwanted tests and medications that doctors wanted to just throw at her frivolously, and she also has said that it has saved her life. And she says to me sometimes, I'm always going to consult with you before making any moves on my health, but ultimately she knows that she can stand in her power around taking responsibility for her health and well-being. She exudes this confidence around her body now, and it has served her in so many multiple ways. One of the ways recently that has been that she asks doctors. There's a lot of health issues going on with her, and so with surgeries and things like that. And so she's been having this confidence to ask doctors, you know, who are wanting to do surgery or put her on a certain medication and things like that, for the research, for the validation, for the evidence. And so just saying, oh, yeah, sure, just put me on that. She's created a space for her to see that one medication could do an entire, you know, what it could do to her entire system, her mind, her body, and her spirit. And so she's created health in the space that she wants to work out of, feeling really good. And she makes that her goal every day, because her motivation is to never go back to where she started from. And that is so strong. She's really developed the tools to work from and pull from. And she feels way too good to ever give that up. And so that is all about what showing up for yourself and your health is all about. And so I know that this half-day fab intensive will work for you, because I have wonderful clients that are making their health their main priority and getting super excited about making more of it. And so, again, the half-day intensive will really allow us to peel back the onion, get to the core of your beliefs and attitudes, your mindset around your body, food, and what's really possible for you so you can experience rapid growth and results in your health and your life. And also, this is important. So it's my mission to give Shroom Stars like yourself permission to feel fabulous and be open enough to receive all of this goodness into your health and life. So I want to give you an absolutely amazing incentive to take action today and really take advantage of this program, which I've never offered before like this. So I want to offer you a bonus. And in addition to the half-day intensive is to have a pantry fridge overhaul done virtually. So, by the way, I want to just let you know that the sessions that we do together will all be recorded so you can listen back anytime you need to, review what we've created, and this is something really cool to put into your health success library. So the recorded call will allow you to go back, rehear, or work on different aspects as much as you want. You won't need to be scribbling and writing all the details. You can just relax, absorb, and enjoy a space that brings awareness and clarity. And I even have a third bonus that I'm super excited to share. So for those of you who grab one of these precious few half-day intensive program spots and decide upon completion that you want to take a look at the Permission to Feel Fabulous private mentoring program and have me as your coach, your right-hand gal, to help you reach your 2014 health goals, you will be able to apply the $997 that you invested to your private half-day to this program tuition upon your acceptance into the program. So just want to let you know that there's only 5 spots that I'm opening up to. You must take action today by simply sending me an email to Elyse, E-L-Y-S-E, at mykitchenshrink.com. Let me know you want one of those spots and include your name and phone number so I can contact you to set up an appointment. So, also, by the way, I'm going to make it really, really easy for you to finance the program and break it into 3 installments if you like. So if you're inspired right now and feel that giving yourself permission to feel fabulous in the skin you're in, no matter what size jeans you wear, is exactly the piece of pie that you're missing to reach your health and life goals, you know you're meant to be living, and I'd love for you to be able to make a decision on the spot. So while it's fresh in your brain, go ahead and send me an email. This is a fabulous, fabulous gift to give yourself for the holidays, especially because a lot of us, especially as women, give so much to other things and other people and relationships. So go ahead and do this while I was thinking about it, and I'm so excited about this. I'm excited about helping you get your health and your mindset set up for 2014 and being your most successful, healthy year yet. So for the last juicy key to get out of the emotional stew this holiday season, the third key is feeling blissful and peaceful in your body. So I just want you to imagine for a second getting up in the morning, looking at yourself in the mirror, smiling back, saying, "Good morning, I love you. What good can I do for you today?" Getting dressed in the mirror or in the morning without flinching or dreading it, what would that mean for your life? How much better would you feel? Now I want you to just think for a moment where you are now. Are you peaceful with your body? How many pounds of pressure, of angst and negativity do you pour on yourself on a daily basis, whether you're missing out on this beautiful, magnificent, brilliant body that you have right in front of you because you haven't developed the skill of loving you and the relationship that you have with yourself? How much happier? What would your life look like when you're good and exactly, you feel good, it's exactly who you are and where you're at? So when you've started to clear the food guilt and the body shame and really start to own the value and the worth that you have as a person through the gift that you intrinsically already have, loving on yourself becomes so much easier. Because so often we're afraid that we're not worth it, or we, you know, so-and-so will think this, or who will I become, or, you know, if I'm not this way anymore and I, you know, and I grow a little bit bigger, who am I supposed to become? So I teach my clients to view loving their body as an act of nourishment, and then it becomes about nourishing yourself and your needs and showing them tips and tools to do so. So one of the best tips that I can give you to feel peaceful in your body is this. make peace with the inner child inside of you. Here's how to do it. Whenever you hear that voice that, you know, you're not good enough, you could never look that way, or you don't look that way because of this, or you might get hurt or taken advantage of or bullied up, whatever story that you make up in your mind, just notice it. And what you can do is this. Acknowledge this voice that's coming up inside. This little voice is your resistance, otherwise known as your subconscious. And it's only there to keep you safe. So I don't want to gang up on the subconscious here. So you can let it be known that it was heard and that you're looking to expand and grow just a little bit more right now in this moment. So it's okay to trust the things that may look a little bit different. And allow yourself to take a deep breath and just connect with that inner child and make a vow to listen to that voice. Make sure she's being heard, because when we don't listen to that voice, it gets more fierce. And trust me, when we go to war on ourselves, we're going to war on the world. So make a sacred commitment and a vow right here, right now, that you will honor that voice that's inside of you, that inner child. So here's a little story about a client that I've worked with, and we had just gotten through a really wonderful exercise on creating peace with her inner child. And at the end, she said, well, I didn't make peace with her. She still has a lot of fear in trusting me. So I followed up with some curiosity, and I asked, well, what do you think that little girl needs to trust you? And she said, she shared, well, I think I'll have to show her that she can trust me. And I went on to ask and say, well, how are you going to do that? And she said, well, I'm just going to have to start listening to my gut and my instincts and my body clues and cues and just getting better at that. So the key here is that I don't have all the answers. You do. And I'm just a guide to help you get to them, uncover them with grace, and just support you gently through the process. So throughout coaching her and her willingness to transform, she saw so many shifts in many different aspects of her life. And when certain issues started to arise and pop up, this is a big reminder to just listen from within. So to wrap up this last key point, when you come from a place of curiosity and wonder, willingness, and service, you get to really listen in to what your body needs. And so my hope is that you are really able to resonate with parts, if not all of my message, and you're ready to take action. Maybe it's just on one little thing today that you've heard. Maybe you're ready to make a big shift and take a big piece of the pie. Whatever it is, I hope that you give yourself, allow yourself permission to feel fabulous, because you are freaking fabulous. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate your presence and the energy that it took for you to be on this call and to listen to this. And I'm going to stay on the line for about 10 to 15 minutes, but before I do that, I want to answer a quick question from Facebook that I got. So this question comes from Francesca in Canada, and she writes, my biggest question is this. If diet is the key to weight loss, how do you sort through all the fad diet info and quack information about eat this but not this and not with this that can be found online? How do I actually make better choices and eat healthy without obsessing over counting carbs, avoiding gluten, lowering fat, or whatever else? Seems like all food has been demonized to some extent or another, even broccoli. So, Francesca, thank you for asking. This is one of my main principles, is that diet is not the key to weight loss, nor is weighing yourself or working out to the max or eating a really restrictive diet or calorie counting. This is not the key. When you work from a space of understanding yourself and really creating a relationship between your body and food, you will shift from this diet mindset. It's really shifting out of the mindset into this fab mindset or a nourishing mindset. So the diet mentality really sets us up to fail. And you're not failing. The diet has failed you, because it may work for one or two people or maybe a group of people, but as a whole, and as a cookie cutter approach, it just doesn't work. So we're missing the huge and the main cues and clues that our body gives us on a daily basis, which we need to learn to tune into instead of tuning out into all of what I call the nutrition noise that everyone else is telling us to do. How about listening to ourselves and what we really need? That's where the most change is going to come from. And And yeah, that's where this takes time. This takes patience to cultivate. So making better choices really starts with more awareness and consciousness. And that is a muscle that needs to be developed and nourished. So one thing that you can start asking yourself is, what can I eat that will nourish me? What is my body really asking for? So for those of you who have questions, you can go ahead and press star 2, and I'll stay on the line and answer any questions. For those of you who this call feels complete to you, you can go ahead and pop off the call and make sure to send me an email if something resonated with you on the call and you'd like to sign up for a permission to feel fab consult. So go ahead and press star 2 if you have any questions. Okay, so it doesn't look like anyone has any questions, so I'm going to go ahead and pop off the line. I'm going to give probably about another minute or two. If anyone, just press star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question. So it doesn't look like there's any questions. I want to say thank you so much for joining the call today, and go out and have an absolutely beautiful day wherever you are. Stay warm, and I will connect with you soon. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.